You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, how are you doing, Vancouver?
And friends. In not Vancouver.
Around the world,
friends of
Mr.
friends.
Worldwide and Mrs. Worldwide.
So, end of classes. Are you excited?
I am so
excited. You got
your
grades back? You didn't fail anything?
This morning, I got my grades back. One class I was a little disappointed with, but the other three, solid.
Graduating,
last classes
graduating.
Ever.
Grad school.
Woo! Graduating with my second degree. Still no job, though. So.
It'll come.
Any of you archives or companies need a records manager out there, you know, hit up your favorite radio DJ.
You know, from records management. You know where to find him. It should be pretty easy.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And the sun is bright and warm.
It feels like summer.
Summer's upon us.
I'm excited, too. I thought you hated summer.
Well, this is a nice summer. This is the optimal summer temperature to me. I'm not big on the whole 30 degree, sweating.
Even when you can go for a swim or something?
I don't do swimming.
Okay, fair. I guess that would, that'd put a damper in your summer enjoyment probably if you didn't enjoy swimming.
Yeah. I don't think I've swam since I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about water slides or something?
No. Yeah, I think the last time I went swimming, I was 12.
That's a travesty.
I was swimmed out though, when I was a kid though. I was swimming almost every day.
Yeah, but that doesn't
what feels like every day. I'm over it.
Your life average of swimming is still good.
I think I just failed my last level of AquaQuest and then was peace.
Never again.
Not doing the lifeguard training. It's not for me.
Well, what kind of music do we have today?
We have a lot of. Pretty much Canada's best, in my opinion, which doesn't count for much because...
Whoa.
From what I hear, nobody likes the music that I like. Whoa. As I've been made aware this week.
Who said
but
that?
But we got, two of yours on there, so maybe we'll get, 2 out of 12 support.
We won't tell you which two.
The first two. So, yeah, tell me... Or actually, no. It's the second and third. I picked the first one. Yeah, the first one is called You Don't Scare Me by Whitney Rose.
Which we are going to hear right now.
Yeah.
Wasn't very long before we met. Did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
Before I arrive, beach and salted the breeze. Sand in the winter, silent as we stand in this moment, it's just you and me. I was taken by surprise when the road went through water. When the rain fell harder, the faster I'd drive. I thought all this time the road would get better, but it seems I'll get wetter before I.
Welcome back. That was Taken by Surprise by Kate Weeks. We also heard You Don't Scare Me by Whitney Rose. That was the first song of that set. And sandwiched in the middle was Make Up Your Mind by the band Eden. That Make Up Your Mind song I was listening to a few days ago. And I was like, you know what? I wish both my university and these places that I'm applying to would make up their minds.
How fitting.
How fitting. And yeah, a fun story about that. I applied for one job in particular, and then it closed, and then they just reposted it with a new date. At which point I was like, oh, so, you know, nobody who applied was good enough. I kind of want to apply to the same job again, just to be like, exact same resume, exact same everything. Just like send it in and see what happens. But, you know, that might just be a waste of time. We'll see.
Is that the one that's... far away from here, let's just say.
No, I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna say which job it is, but it was not one that I've discussed previously. That
can I say that you applied to a job that's like on the other ocean?
Yeah,
okay.
I applied to a job in Charlottetown.
Okay, there it is. So that segues beautifully, unexpectedly, into our next song.
Perfect. Almost like it was planned.
I was going to talk about how like this set is going to get progressively more country, just so that I can offload my bitterness about people ragging on me for my taste. It's been a rough week, okay?
What is our radio show if not an outlet for our musical tastes?
That is true. That is true. For our like 15 listeners now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Shout outs to all
Hi,
dozen
Isabel
of you.
Especially. Yeah, so the next song is going to be... 5,748 Kilometers by Lisa LeBlanc. That's a song about somebody who lives in New Brunswick, who is in love with somebody who lives in Vancouver.
Oh.
And yeah.
I was about to ask, is there a significance to that exact number of kilometers?
Exactly. That's pretty much the span of Canada. So if ever you need that piece of information for, you know, bar trivia night, there it is. 5,748
kilometers, not miles.
And then after that, we're going to hear one of my favorite songs of, well, maybe one of my favorite songs of all time. Definitely one of my favorite artists right now. But stay tuned for that.
Don't say records management ever has never done anything for you.
Thank you.
get this straight. You're in Vancouver and I'm in New Brunswick. That makes 5,748 kilometers. We're talking two different oceans, four time zones apart. 7-hour plane ride plus connections. A 6-day drive if you don't stop to pee too much. It's probably the dumbest idea that I've ever had, but I love you, yes I really do. That's a lot of writing about your day and sending letters by pigeon. That's a lot of I miss yous and I wish you were here's. A lot of X's on the calendar and X's for kisses. A life of hellos and a life of goodbyes. It's probably the dumbest idea that I've ever had, but I love you, yes I really do. It feels good, my God, it feels nice. Just try to enjoy it without thinking too much. I don't know, just go with the flow. It's probably the dumbest idea that I've ever had, but I love you, yes I really do. So let's get this straight. You're in Vancouver and I'm in New Brunswick. That makes 5,748 kilometers. We're talking two different oceans, four time zones apart. 7-hour plane ride plus connections. A 6-day drive if you don't stop to pee too much. It's probably the dumbest idea that I've ever had, but I love you, yes I really. Will I love you? Yes, I really do. Will I love you? Yes, I really do.
Was a cold and cruel evening, sneaking up on Speedy Creek. I found myself asleeping in the snow. One or two odd reasons I ain't too proud to repeat. For now we'll say I had no place to go. There was a rustle and a humming, just a hauling down the street. I drew myself up from my icy bed. Painted on that shiny car, the letters RCMNP. I can feel a little aching in my head. And then out jumps this old boy about twice the size of me. He asked me for my name and where I dwell. And I just looked him in the eye and sang Blue Yodel Number 9. He didn't catch the reference, I could tell. Then the old familiar click and the handcuffs binding grip. He should have left me in the snow where I lay. He just laughed and touched his gun and turned to me. He said, son, I bet you don't own a damn thing, do you, mate? Well, I got my help, John B. Stetson. Got a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. And I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind. Well, I got my health with John B. Stetson. Got me a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. and I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind.
Welcome back. That was 13 Silver Dollars by Colter Wall. The song before that we heard was Lisa LeBlanc with the song 5,748 kilometers. The distance from one side of Canada to the other, apparently.
I'm trusting.
Oh, you didn't
we
double
debating,
check?
Well, no, like we were debating whether or not it would actually take 6 days, give or take P stops, to drive from Vancouver to...
I'm almost certain it would take more.
I feel like it's a day per province and then probably 3 days across Ontario.
At least. But then you're only then you're just like on the western end of Quebec. And that's at least another day.
I'm gonna like Google this right now as we're discussing.
That Colter Wall song, actually, it was really good.
As Adrian commented, like, okay, because I'm pretty sure he was like 21 when he recorded that song.
Yeah.
Wrote and recorded that song. He sounds like he's been, as I will credit you with this quotation, sounds like he's been smoking for 50 years.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like you would think that this is like 60-year-old dude, but he's a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who am I to call somebody a kid? He's like 3 years, he's like 2.5 years younger than me, but like, I'm a kid.
But like, for a voice like that, that does not sound like somebody who's 21 years old.
Right?
Or however old,
and like,
he was.
All of his writing is like super good.
Yeah.
It's like, it really like puts the counter argument into the whole, you know. Actually, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, but like, I don't know why, but I feel like country music is kind of like, the radio country music is kind of getting trendy right now. It's all like the bad stuff. Like, I was in Shoppers filling a prescription last night, and it's like, I don't want to like get in trouble for like singing the exact song that was playing. What? But let's just say it was of the variety of songs about a truck.
Like, stereotypical is what you're saying.
Kissing someone that one finds attractive in a truck. And I'm rolling my eyes, like, of all the things you could have played for the public.
Yeah.
This, but like, this is, oh my God, this is like, this is where it's at.
That's
this is
why
like proper folk, like people's music, you know?
That's why you listen to fine programming, like records management. So
fine,
you don't have to listen.
Curated programming. Can I also mention that every single, because like, we do our best to play mostly, oh, by the way, like shout out to Chris. He's being a little bit of a whiner that I didn't mention him earlier. Hi, Christopher.
Is it a shout out if you still refer to them as a whiner?
Hi, Christopher. Anyway, so... like, we do our best to make sure that the maximum amount of people that we play on our show are Canadian. Mm-hmm. But today, like, every last person is Canadian.
Oh,
and
drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. So the next song, I was like, oh, she's from the Northwest Territories. I don't think we've ever played somebody from the Northwest Territories. Mm-hmm. So then I got to thinking, I was like, wait, I think of all the provinces and territories, the Northwest Territories was the only province or territory from which we had not played music yet.
Yep.
So with this next song called All Alone by Leela Gilday, this will be our 13 out of 13 for all the provinces and territories.
We've done it.
We have officially done it in our like, what? Four
months
of, yeah.
In our time.
So we've covered the map and we will continue to cover the map.
All alone I travel kissed by sunshine and eyes are wise and out from the rays. He points towards the eastern horizon. He doesn't grasp why she sees him this way. You should be my man. You should be my man. You should be my man. My man. You should be my man. You should be my man. You should be my man. My
Nice. That was Be My Man by Kaylee Cardinal. We also heard God River Waltz by Kala Kinglet. Kinglet. Yes. Okay. I did pronounce that name correctly. And the first song of that set was by Leela Gilday, and it was called All Alone. Spooky.
All over the map.
All over the map.
Set. We have about 7 different provinces and territories.
Yes.
But overall, we've covered all 13.
Yes. Everything.
Very exciting day.
You studious fact checkers at home can go and double check that for us.
Yeah. By listening to our old podcast.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. I see what you did there.
Yeah. So keeping on brand with the whole, like, it's going to get twangy, but in a good way.
In a good way.
Adrian referred to the previous song as mom rock. I don't know how to feel about this. Because he's
not
like,
in a bad way.
Within 2 seconds, he's like, oh, dad rock. And then he heard a feminine voice. And he's like, I mean, mom rock?
I liked it.
I mean, I'll accept that. I'm into mom rock.
Yeah. It sounded like 80s something.
80s mom rock.
Yeah, like something my mom would have listened to in the 80s.
I'm okay with that.
So, it's not a bad thing.
Speaking of 80s. topical reference in the next song, Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton. If you like Dolly Parton, if you like Lana Del Rey, which I think you're going to say no to both of those.
I don't mind Dolly Parton. I'm not like
how,
a huge fan,
diplomatic for the radio.
No, I'm serious.
On the record, I don't mind Dolly Parton. Like,
I was taken aback because I thought when you said we were keeping on brand with the 80s, I thought you were going to mention your denim jacket.
Oh, no. No, that's a completely different note. No, keeping on brand with like some good Canadian country music.
Yes, of which the show has a lot.
This pretty much like this next person, Lindy Ortega, she sounds like Dolly Parton and Lana Del Rey had a baby. And I'm a really big fan. And I hope that you will be a really big fan too. Welcome back. You just heard New Colossus by Kaya Cater. And before that, we heard Mama Said by Cat Clyde. And at the top of that set, we heard Cigarettes and Truck Stops by Lindy Ortega.
Can I just say Cigarettes and Truck Stops is like the most stereotypical country song title I've ever heard?
Okay. I'm feeling the song a little was great. Hypocritical. However, I love her. So
no,
we're
going to
let that one slide.
Okay.
Okay. So in the studio right now, we have Gak. Say hello, Gak.
It's me.
From Exploding Head Movies. He's coming up next.
He is ready to go.
He is way ready to go. So in the meantime, we're going to play you one more song by one of our favorites here, Belle Plain, also a collaborator of Coulter Wall, who we played earlier in the show. So this, without further ado, actually, we should probably say...
Yeah.
This has been Records Management. We hope you managed to have a good night. And without further ado, this is Legendary by Belle Plain.
It's legendary how this imaginary
Imagine.